We are talking about the glory of God in His church.
我们这一次交通神的荣耀在他的教会中。
And the church glorifying God.
在地上的教会要荣耀我们的神。
In the church, God reveals His glory to us.
在教会里面, 神把他自己的荣耀向我们来启示。
And when we see His glory, our response is to glorify His name.
当我们看见他荣耀的时候，我们的很自然的反应就是我们愿意来荣耀他。
And it's our responsibility tonight to continue to share on this matter of God's glory in the church.
那今天晚上按照大会安排给我的负担，就是来继续来讲到这一个题目。
And so we want to look at the two verses in Ephesians that have to do with this matter.
我们来看以弗所书关于这样的圣经。
The first one we find in Ephesians chapter 5.
我们先读五章，以弗所书第五章。
This is a precious promise to us.
这是一个可贵的应许对我们。
The Lord Jesus is producing a glorious church.
因为主耶稣要正在产生一个荣耀的教会。
They turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25.
5章25节。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己。 做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵。And
we believe this promise of the word.
我们相信这一段圣经的应许。The
Lord will present to himself a glorious church.
主可以把一个荣耀的教会献给他自己。And
now we go back to Ephesians chapter 3.
然后我们到第三章。
To the end of Paul's prayer.
这是保罗的一个祷告。
And here we see the church responding back to our glorious Lord.
这是教会对这位荣耀的主的一个反应。
Verse
20. 第20节。
Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。Amen.
This is our end, and this is our desire.
这是我们最终的愿望。Unto
him be glory in the church.
就是一切的荣耀都在教会中归于他。We
see the church in such a condition today that it always doesn't give glory to the Lord.
但是今天我们看看教会的光景，达不到这个要求，能够让基督得着荣耀。At
times, it's even a shame to the Lord.
甚至相反，使基督得到羞辱。But
we see that our very purpose of being is to give glory to the Lord.
但是我们从主的话看到，我们整个的目标、目的乃是能够把荣耀带给基督。The
Lord has connected himself to us.
因为主跟我们是连结的。Unto
him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus.
因为他能够把这个荣耀
Our glory is reflective from His glory.
我们的荣耀是反映基督的荣耀。
He is the sun, full of glory. We are the moon, reflecting his glory.
就好像耶稣基督是日头的光，我们是月亮反映这个日头的光。
But he has joined himself to us.
但是他跟我们是联合的。
As husband and wife.
就像丈夫与妻子。
Glory and glory.
是荣耀到荣耀。
Glory and glorifier.
这个荣耀与吃荣耀者。
And this is why we're gathered here this week.
这是我们聚集在这里这个礼拜的原因。
So let's just have a moment of prayer, and then we'll read some further scriptures.
我们一起有点祷告，然后再读一些圣经。
Our Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
亲爱的天父，我们奉着你儿子耶稣基督的名，我们来到你的面前。
How wonderful the testimony that he has saved us by his grace.
靠着这个伟大的恩典，他拯救了我们，这是何等的奇妙。
And by his precious blood,And by the water of his life, he has given birth to the church.
靠着他的宝血与他的生命的水，今天让教会能够诞生。
We believe he now works in the midst to produce a glorious church.
我们深深的相信，他在我们中间就是做出这样的一个功，得着一个荣耀的教会。
We pray that all of us might be to the praise of his glory.
我们的祷告乃是说我们能够达到这个荣耀成为耶稣基督的赞美
Glorify thy name, O Lord
求你荣耀你自己的名
Glorify thy name in the church
愿你得着你的荣耀在你的教会中
We pray in Jesus' precious name
这是我们在宝贵耶稣基督的名里头祷告
Amen Tonight I want to look at the church of Ephesus down through history
今天我愿意借着以弗所在历史中的表现来看这件事情。
As I tried to share last time, the church of Ephesus, to whom these words are written, was a glorious church.
上一次我在交通这个题目的时候，我们就可以看到，在这个书信里面，这个教会是何等的荣耀。
Born of the Lord, there in that city of Ephesus.
在那个以弗所的城里面，这个教会在基督里诞生了。
A city full of witchcraft and darkness and spiritual forces.
在那个城里面有许多黑暗的势力，有这些行巫术的人，有拜偶像的人。
But when the gospel was preached,
但是当这个福音传到那里的时候
it was like the Lord said, "Let there be light," and many people saw the glory in Jesus Christ, and they were saved.
当福音传到那里，就好像神当年对着这个黑暗的地球说：“要有光，所以这个光就临到了这个城市。”
You remember they burned many of their magic books.
你就记得在圣经里面告诉我们，那个福音的能力大到一个地步，那些拜偶像的人，那些书啊，都烧掉了。
And this church had first love.
这个教会是有起初的爱的教会。
They pursued the glory of God.
他们一起。寻求神的荣耀
and they discovered that they were part of the body of Christ something God was doing
他们发现他们是这一个是基督的身体是神的工作
but as we trace its history to the end of the first century
但是你如果把历史往前推推到第一世纪的末了
we'd like to read some verses tonight in the book of Revelation
那就来到了启示录
Now we'll read several verses beginning in chapter 1, verse 9.
我们从启示录的第一章第九节开始。
And then right through into chapter 2 and the church of Ephesus.
一直来到第二章的这封以弗所的信。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
从第九节开始。
I, John, your brother, and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus...was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet saying, write in a book what you see.And send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamum and Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如号吹号，说你所看见的当写在书上，打于以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe, reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash.
我转过身来，要看谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of Hades, of death and of Hades.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Therefore write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand,And the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
所以，你要把所看见和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你所看见，在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的，说
I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance.And that you cannot tolerate evil men. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not. And you found them to be false. And you have perseverance, and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary.
我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的。看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I'm coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初 所行的事，你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Even as the tabernacle was called to be the vessel of God's glory as the children of Israel went through the wilderness,
当以色列人带着会幕在旷野行走的时候，神称这个会幕是一个神荣耀的帐幕。
So the church is called to be the vessel of glory upon this earth in this present dispensation.
同样的道理，今天教会在这个地上也是一个荣耀的器皿，神在这里。
The church in Ephesus was a wonderful church.
这个以弗所当年是一个非常好的教会。
Paul resided there 3 years, preaching the gospel and establishing a foundation in that church.
保罗住在那个地方将近三年，天天传福音，把这个福音 传在那一带，建立了这个美好的根基的教会。
We know that Timothy, after Paul, took up his responsibility there as an apostle in the church of Ephesus.
后来提摩太就接续了沉寂这一个工作，在那里成为在那个地方的使徒。
And by the book of Revelation, John the apostle was residing or had been residing in Ephesus before his exile.
那么，我们刚刚念的这个启示录的这一段关于以弗所的话，我们就知道这一位以弗所书不是这一位启示录的作者约翰，当年也曾经在以弗所带领过这边的教会。
In Paul's day, we're impressed with how deeply spiritual the saints in Ephesus were.
所以当保罗在那里的时候，就是这个教会的早年，神实在是把非常多属灵的丰富放在这个教会里头。
We know as Paul wrote to various churches, he only wrote to them to the depth of their level of understanding.
保罗对不同的教会写了很不一样的书信，但是你会发现他书信的属灵程度的深与浅是根据于每一个教会他们属灵的光景来写的。
But with the saints in Ephesus, he could share the depth of wisdom of God's eternal purpose.
所以你可以发现当他写信给以弗所教会的时候，这个教会有属灵的深度，所以他可以跟他们谈到神智慧的奥秘，这些很高的启示来向以弗所来说明。
Whenever the church of Ephesus gathered, you could sense the glorious presence, the Shekinah glory of the Lord in their midst.
所以在这封书信里头，你能够可以察觉到这一个神的光，神的荣耀是这样子在这个教会中表明出来。
I'd like for you to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们再来看提摩太前书第三章。
As we see a second reference point in this matter of the church of Ephesus.
那我们就来看第二个重点。
Now Paul is writing to Timothy.
保罗写信给提摩太。
And the church where Timothy is located is Ephesus.
那提摩太呢就在这个他那个时候就在以弗所。
And we can see that the church is still full of the life and testimony of Jesus.
在那个时候，这个教会还是充满着属灵的分量，能够为耶稣做荣耀的见证。
Among other things, Paul's burden is that Timothy would be there as the elders and the deacons were raised up and appointed in this church.
所以在这个提摩太前书的时候，你能够发现保罗跟提摩太讲到在教会设立长老执事的事情。
But we just want to read a few verses beginning in chapter 3, verse 14.
我们来看3章14节。
I am writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long. But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。By
common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。Here
we see a simple, not an exhaustive definition of the church of God.
这里有一个很简单 定义什么是教会，神的教会。
He calls it the household of God.
他在这里叫他是神的家。
Because there's a sense of family among the brothers and sisters.
因为在这里你能够感觉到弟兄姐妹好像一个家人一样。
He calls it the church of the living God.
是永生神的家，神的教会。
Which means that God was present when they gathered together.
这句话的意思就是说，当他们聚在一起的时候，这位神。 活神是在他们中间的。
And that they could sense God actively working in the midst.
他们都感觉到神正在他们中间做工。
And this church had been established as a foundation and pillar of the truth.
那教会呢，是真理的一个柱石，也是真理的根基。
The foundation of the truth was in Ephesus.
这个真理的根基在
But more than just objective doctrines of the word, there was a pillar of truth, as if light of truth was in their midst.
这里不单是有一个根基的，而且还是有一个柱石，是一个真理的柱石。
This was the normal Christian church.
这是一个正常的基督徒的教会。
But you notice along with this simple definition,
在这一个简单的定义里头,
in this context, He brings up this matter of the mystery of godliness.
在这一个大前提里头，他就把在这里神的一个奥秘讲出来。When
we read these verses,
当我们刚刚读的时候,
we realize they're talking about the Lord Jesus.
他在说到主耶稣。This
is a great mystery.
因为主耶稣是一个神的奥秘。Because
he appeared in this world as a man of flesh.
他在这个世界出现的时候是一个人的
But he was vindicated in spirit.
却被圣灵称义。
He was seen as a holy God.
看见他的时候就知道他是有神性。
And in the end, he was taken up in glory.
最后他就被接到荣耀里去。
Now Paul is preaching about Jesus.
保罗在传扬耶稣。
But he's applying this mystery of godliness to the church.
然后他就把这一个基督的奥秘对着这个教会来传讲。And
what is he saying simply?
用简单的话来说，他讲了什么？
When we're the church, as we should be, with Christ Jesus as our life,
当我们聚在一起，是他的教会，耶稣是这里的生命。
The church becomes a great mystery to the world.
教会对这个世界来讲是一个奥秘。How
come these people act this way?
这一群人 奇怪的行为
They're human beings just like us
他们看起来跟我们一样是人呢
But they're marching to a different drummer
但是他们行动却是好像另外一个打鼓的声音
They're being led by the Spirit
他们被圣灵引导
How can they live a godly life?
他们怎么能够活出一个敬虔的生活呢？
I think some of your non-Christian friends and relatives wonder, how can you live such a godly life?
所以我们中间有一些弟兄姊妹的亲戚，他们没有信主，看着你就觉得很奇怪，你怎么会过一个好像非常敬虔的生活？
You see, they don't know Christ in you is your mystery.
他们不懂的事情是在你的里面有耶稣基督的生命。
And as you walk in the flesh but in the spirit,
虽然我们是在肉身活着，但是我们却在灵的控制里头。
As the spirit justifies you,
当这个圣灵来称我们为义的。
As you live but also in heavenly realms with the angels,
虽然我们在地上行走，我们却活在那个天的境界。
One day, you'll be taken up to glory just like Jesus.
到有一天我们要被提，像耶稣当初第一次被提的时候是一样的。
Now you've got to admit that anybody who's not a Christian, this is a great mystery of godliness.
所以你要想承认一件事情，没有信主的人看这群基督徒是一个奥秘解不开的神秘的事情。
And when the church of Ephesus was in its normal spiritual condition, there was a mystery about it.There was a glory about it that transcended understanding.
当这个教会在一个正常的属灵光景里头，它所表现出来的人，世人看他们就是一个解不开的奥秘。
None of the churches in Paul's day were perfect.
保罗时代的教会不是每一个都是完美的。
But because they were pursuing the Lord Jesus with all their heart.
但是这一群基督徒全心全意的来追求神自己。
There was something transcendent and glorious about them.
因着这个追寻，他们身上就发出一个奇妙的荣耀，吸引着人。
Paul can even say to the church in Corinth that the testimony of God had been confirmed in your midst.
他能够甚至对哥林多的教会做出这个见证。
So when we look at the church of Ephesus in this normal state,
那我们在以弗所教会，你还能够看到什么？
It's not hard for us to believe that Jesus was producing and presenting to himself a glorious church.
你能够看得很清楚，主耶稣把这样的一个荣耀的教会，把它献给他自己。
But with time and history,Even the church of Ephesus began to decline.
但是随着时间的延长，慢慢这个教会从一个高峰就开始往下降了。
And we begin to wonder, where is the glory in the church?
那么在这个下降的光景里头，我们看的时候，从心里面就会发出一个问题，发生什么事了？
No, they were still praying, they were still preaching, they were still worshiping, but...There was something missing.
虽然从外表来看，一样这些人会在一起祷告，一样他们有人在这边讲道，有人在这边祷告，外表看起来看不出有什么不一样的行动，但是有一些东西不见了。
In 1 Timothy, Paul can talk about this church of the living God.
在他的我们刚刚念的书信里头，你就知道保罗能够说是永生神的教会。
But in 2 Timothy,Some years later, when Paul was in jail, he had to redefine the church.
但是没有过两三年，保罗在监牢里头的时候，他写提摩太后书的时候，他对这个教会就开始有另外的名词了。
He says, Timothy, the church is like a large house, and there's many vessels.Some are honorable, some are golden, some are wooden, some are clay.
所以他就说到，在大户人家，不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，也有作为卑贱的。
Many people had been added to the church of Ephesus.
所以你就知道，在这一段时间的里头，许多的人被加入到这个教会里面来。
It was a large house.
这个人这么一增加的时候，这就已经变成一个大户人家了。
But its spiritual testimony was in the shadows.
那原来的那一个属灵的见证 慢慢好像被一个阴影笼罩着。
He doesn't tell Timothy anymore to work with the elders and deacons.
那他的书信里面也再不去讲到长老执事的这个怎么工作怎么选的问题了。
Now he says, Timothy, you must find those who are worthy vessels.
相反呢，他就对提摩太提醒他，你应该找那一些贵重的器皿。
Who are servants of the Lord.
他们是神的仆人。
Don't forget, the Lord's testimony stands firm. He knows those who are his.
他就提醒他们说你 主认识谁是他的人。
And perhaps this was in the 60s AD.
这个时候大概是主后60多年左右。
But by the time we come to the book of Revelation,
但是你再往前推30年到了启示录了。
Now there's even further decline.
你会发现这个属灵的光景降得更低了。
This church that had started in such spiritual life and such pursuit of the glory of God.
本来是一个非常明亮而且大家都是追求主的一个教会。
The landscape by the end of the first century had changed in the church of Ephesus.
可是慢慢来到第一世纪的末了的时候，整个的客观情势都变了。
You notice he doesn't talk about elders or deacons or prophets or teachers.
他在这个启示录的时候已经不再讲什么长老啊什么执事啊这些事已经不提了。
He talks about bondservants and angels and lampstands.
所以你会发现在启示录里面所用的词语就是他的奴仆他的金灯台他的使者这些名词。
And even though, as we read, the Lord commended the Ephesians for their faithfulness and perseverance and ministry, there was a problem.
刚刚我们看到以弗所这封信在第二章的时候，神还是承认这个教会的劳苦、劳碌、忍耐、不容忍恶人，这是他们的优点。
Of course, we know the problem was they had left their first love.
但是呢，在这些优点之上，另外有一个问题是起初的爱。
They were still very busy.
他们都很忙。
They were serving God.
他们也在忙侍奉神。
But the Lord was saying, "Where is the glory?"
主在这里问他们：“哎，荣耀到哪里去了
？”If I don't see glory, I'll remove your lampstand.
所以，如果我没有看到荣耀的话呢，我要把你的灯台从原处挪去。
What's your value if there's no glory?
你如果失去了这个荣耀，你存在的价值在哪里呢
？And so we see a key issue for Ephesus was the glory.
所以这七封信的第一个教会以弗所，它的整个的问题就集中在荣耀这件事情上。
And it's a warning to all of our churches.
这个警告不但是对以弗所，也是对其他所有的教会。
That we can become so busy serving God that we lose the treasure that is our very life source itself.
我们每一个人可以忙着在那里所谓的侍奉主，但是我们的源头，这个荣耀的源头不见了。
When we read the Jesus speaking to the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
当我们读这两章圣经启示录。
Now we ask the question.
我们就要问一个重要的问题。
Can the Lord find a glorious church, a bride, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, a sanctified bride, holy and blameless?
那这个问题就是说，你看这七个教会做代表的话，你就要问，到底神在末世的时候还能够得到一个没无玷污无皱纹可以有荣耀可以献给他自己做一个荣耀的教会吗还可能吗
As I mentioned last time, this was a question of fellowship between our brother Watchman Nee and brother Sparks.
两个晚上前我提到一个对话就是史百克弟兄跟尼弟兄之间的一个对话。
Now we can just claim Ephesians 5:27, the Lord will have a glorious church.
我们可以就是开口说啊，主一定可以得到他荣耀的教会，做一个口号宣告。
But then if we look around, we say, uh-oh.
但是你把眼睛放下来四围一看，你就哦哦。
Can the Lord do this with such a state, such a spiritual state of the church?
当我们看到这个现实的光景的时候，我们自然就要发一个问题：神真能够得到这样的一个荣耀的教会吗？
Is this just a verse we claim like one day, by a miracle, all of us are suddenly going to become glorious, and God will have His glorious church?
好像我们心里中有一个图画，就是说有一天忽然间我们都改变了，都变成了荣耀的教会了。
I know in the hearts of many brothers and sisters here, there's a great desire that God would be glorified in this church.
我深深地相信在座的弟兄姊妹有一个心愿，就是愿意看到主的教会是一个荣耀的教会。
But it seems, even in many of our assemblies, that our spiritual history matches Ephesians in its decline.
但是我们也看到，我们可能我们的教会当年很像以弗所的起头，现在也跟以弗所一样，慢慢慢慢老化了。
And so I want to present to you the answer to this question: Can the Lord produce a glorious bride?
所以我就要来沿着这一个重要的问题来问，就是说，到底我们的主能不能够在他的教会中得到他所要的荣耀的教会？
And I want to simply share four things. If the Lord reveals to us, we can see the glorious church.
所以我要分享四个点，从这四个点来看到神到底今天要做什么样的工作。
Despite the challenges, despite the weaknesses among the saints, despite the lack of testimony, the Lord will have His glorious church.
虽然今天教会有诸般的软弱，有许许多多不同的问题难题，但是我们的主可以胜过这一切的难处，达到他所要求的。
And he will have it exactly because of these four things that are revealed in Revelations chapter 1 through 3.
所以我们要从启示录的第一章到第三章，这三章圣经里面，我们抓出四个重点来，就是我们的主耶稣他能够达到他自己要得到的那个目标。
Do you believe in a glorious church?
你相信这个荣耀的教会吗？
First, we must see the glorious high priest of the church.
第一，我们就要看到这一个荣耀的大祭司。
Second, we must see the church as a lampstand all of gold.
第二，我们要看到教会从神的眼光是一个纯金的金灯台。
But third, the mystery unfolds by seeing the stars that are in the Lord's right hand.
第三，你要看见这一个在耶稣基督的右手有这七个星，就是七个使者。
And fourth, we see the glorious church through the overcomers.
第四，就是我们能够看到这个荣耀的教会是透过得胜者的身上来看见的。
So let's look at each one of these things.
那我们下面就一个一个来解析。
First, of course, the glorious high priest.
第一个，我们就来看这个荣耀的大祭司。
Now John, the apostle, was on the Isle of Patmos, exiled far away from the seven churches in Asia Minor.
那我们知道这封信的背景乃是这个 神的仆人老约翰被放逐在巴摩海岛。
And John was burdened for these churches.
那他在这个巴摩海岛上，他的心却挂记在这个七个教会。
These churches considered him an apostle, a treasured apostle.
这些教会对使徒约翰来讲，这是神的使徒，很非常尊敬他的。
Our dear brother shone with the love of God in his life.
从这位使徒的身上，他们能够感觉到神的爱。
Probably he was the last living of the 12 apostles.
他应该是耶稣十二个使徒中间最后剩下来的一个，最后一个。
And like Paul, he had a burden for all of the churches daily on his heart.
他也跟保罗一样， 天天挂着记挂着这些各地的教会众教会
He was considered an apostle
他也是一个使徒
He was in given the charge spiritually of overseeing these seven churches
那他是要负责管理这七间教会
As an apostle building these churches
他一面是建立他们
As an apostle guarding these churches,
也是做的一个守望者。
He was responsible as an apostle.
总而言之，他有这一个使徒负责这个全部的责任。
But in himself, humanly speaking, he was a bond servant.
但是以他自己个人来说呢，他是主耶稣的奴仆。
He was just a man.
他只不过是一个人。
Saved by grace.
靠着恩典得救
desiring to be faithful,
盼望能够对主忠诚
doing all that he knew to do,
他尽他所知道去做
to see the church come to glory,
盼望教会能够达到那荣耀的境界
and yet with all of his apostolic work, these churches were in decline, and he was far away, unable to do anything about it.
这些年尽他所能，最后他被放逐在巴马海岛，他可以眼睁睁地看到这个教会的光，这几个教会的光景是一直往下堕落。
Those who really serve the Lord often blame themselves when they see the church in decline.
所以，一个神的仆人，当他看到这样的一个光景的时候，他会对自己有很深深的自责。
The people there may have seen him as an apostle, but he only saw himself in his weakness and his inability to revive and restore the church's glory.
是，弟兄姊妹都尊敬他，把他当作神的使徒、神的仆人，但是他自己看自己的时候，在这样的一个光景之下，他是一个觉得一个失败的仆人。
What John needed as a bondservant.Is what every bond servant needs to understand and see the glorious church.
他是主的奴仆，在这样的一个光景中，他可以说灰心，但是呢，一个神的仆人应该怎么样从这个光景里面超脱出来呢？
At this point in our dear brother's elder life, the one thing he needed.Was to see Jesus again.
在这样的一个惨淡的光景中，他需要的就是再次看见基督。
To see Jesus in His glory.
看见这位基督在荣耀中。
God responded in mercy.
所以，因着神的怜悯，他的慈悲，神行动。
You know the churches were in decline.
是教会在退步。
And God could judge those churches.
神可以审判他的教会。
But he had mercy on the churches.
但是神对他的教会还是有慈悲怜悯。
And so what did our God do?
那神怎么反应呢？怎么行动呢？
John, I'm going to open the curtain and unveil what's going on behind the scenes.
所以神就给他一个意象，把在那个看不见的世界、灵界的真实的光景，好像开一个帘子一样打开来给他看。
If we would see the glorious church,
如果我们看见那个荣耀的教会
，the greatest question we have is,
那我们的问题就是
，what's going on beyond the veil?
就是在那个幔子后面。真实的光景是什么
Because we live in this earth, there's a veil that prevents us from seeing all that God is doing. And so we serve as best we can upon this earth, making many mistakes and seeing our failure all about us.
我们今天在地上，我们所能够看的只是在我们的眼睛的范围之内。可是在那个看不见的世界里头，有许多的事情需要启示的。
But when...Or if that veil can be lifted,
如果神把这个幔子拉开
you see things from heaven's point of view.
那你的角度就不是从地上来看，乃是从天 往下看。
What's really going on here?
到底在那看不见的事情发生什么事呢？
The only way we could ever know is for God to reveal himself.
那只有一个方法，就是神把他自己来向我们启示。
And the whole book of Revelation is the word revelation means the unveiling of Jesus Christ.
整个这一卷书就是基督向我们打开的启示。
The book is written to a specific group of people.
这本书是有它特定的对象。
We all read it.
我们都读了。
But the only ones they understand are his bondservants.
但是只有他的奴仆才具有理解的能力。
Now I'm sure we probably think bondservants mean full-time workers and things like that.
我们今天听到这个奴，耶稣基督的奴仆，可能我们认为就是那些全时间的工人。
But there are more true bondservants of the Lord who have no title or full-time ministry, but serve the Lord with all their heart.
但是其实不见得如此，这一些主耶稣的奴仆，他们可能不是所谓的全时间工人，他们还有其他的工作。
Now we heard from our brother. He wanted to be sure this morning that all of us have gotten saved.
今天早上我们的弟兄他说到他自己当年的经历，他就去要大家得救传福音。
That everyone here has assurance of their salvation.
他也希望每一个在这个房屋子里的人都确认自己得救了。
But that's just the beginning.
这只不过是刚刚开始。
The Lord has saved us and called us.To be his servants.
主耶稣他不但拯救了我们，他还呼召我们来做他的仆人。
Every one of us is a servant of the King of the Kingdom.
我们每一个被他宝血买赎的人，都是这一位万王之王的奴仆。
This is our highest calling in life.
这是我们一生中最高的呼召。
And those who are bond servants,
每一个奴仆
have paid a price.
他都付了一个代价
for sharing their testimony.
来把他的见证
for being faithful through all kinds of opposition
在任何的环境艰难里头来把这个见证表明
just like our dear brother John
就像我们这个封书信的约翰弟兄
but sometimes a bond servant comes to the end of themselves
但是你会发现神常常把我们带到我们的尽头
and the Lord mercifully comes and unveils the gloryOf the Lord Jesus.
那在这个尽头的时候，主就向我们显现，把那个幔子打开了。
Now we can't go through the whole book of Revelation.
当然，我们不可能把这本书今天晚上讲完。
But we can just make this statement.
起码我们要做一个宣告。
The whole book is the unveiling of Jesus Christ.
整个这一卷书乃是耶稣基督的启示。
I think you all know the book very well.
我想大家都很熟悉这本书了。
You know the chapters 4 and 5 are a unit in themselves.
四章五章是一个单元。
The curtains are open to the glory in heaven, the glory of angels and elders and living beings and praising that goes on in heaven. What a glorious scene that is.
所以你读第四章第五章的时候，你就会发现神把这个天上的异象打开来，让我们看到宝座，看到周围的二十四个长老，又看到撒拉佛在那里敬拜侍奉神。
But all of that in Revelation 4 and 5 is the background to bring the Lamb of God out of the Father's throne in glorious presentation that brought forth a praise that had never been heard before.In heaven and on earth.
但是这一个父神宝座与周围的长老只不过是整个事情的那个背景，真正要带出来的乃是从宝座出来的一个被杀的羔羊，我们的主耶稣出现在宝座前。
And then when we see the rest of the book unfold,
然后这本书继续往下打开
we see tribulations on earth.
我们可以看到在地上有患难
Scrolls and trumpets and bowls
这个小卷打开号筒吹响碗倒下来
We see beasts and antichrists
我们看到兽看到 敌基督。
Then we see war in heaven.
我们看到天上有属灵的征战。
And all these things are background to present the unveiling of Jesus Christ as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering all, making the kingdoms of this world the kingdoms of His God.
所以这些形容只不过是把那个舞台设打预备好之后，让主耶稣神的儿子显现，他是万王之王，万主之主，他得胜。
Now I have a granddaughter who's 23 years old.
我有一个孙女是23岁了。
And one of her jobs is she likes to paint scenery for dramas.
他是一个画家，喜欢在这个道具把这个风景画出来，要演剧用的。
So she would understand this completely.
所以，我刚刚讲的，我女儿，我这个孙女绝对完全懂我在说什么。
The whole of the Book of Revelation is background scenery for the Lord Jesus Christ in His glory.
所以。我们如果读整个的启示录，你会发现有很多很多的描述是讲到那个背景，但是它这些背景的中心主题是要衬托出这位主耶稣基督。
But as we know, before he gets to these great and mighty things,
在他还没有提到这个伟大的耶稣他的大能，
What John and the bondservants really need to see is the glorious Son of Man.In the midst of the church.
在这所有要将来要发生的事情之前，最先他要让我们的神的仆人奴仆来看见这一位大祭司行走在七个金灯台中间。
Now, when we study the book of Revelation, we usually study Revelation chapter 1 as a separate unit and then chapter 2 and 3 as a second unit.
我们读这一卷书的时候，常常是把第一章是单独起来做一个单元，然后第二章、第三章是第二个单元，把它分开来的。
Just so long as you know, chapters 1 through 3 is one unit together.
但是我觉得第一章到第三章是一个单元。
You can't see the glorious church unless you see the glorious Lord.
所以你没有办法看见这七个教会，除非你先看到。这一个行走在七个真灯台中间的人子。
And so, as John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day,
所以他告诉我们在主日他在灵里头。
The moment of glorious unveiling came.
这一个开启终于来到了。
So when we look at Revelation, we'll look at some verses, chapter 1.
我们从第一章来读几节圣经看。
Here's what it says. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.And I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet. And then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man.
第十节他说，当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号。然后跳到第十二节，我转身过来要看谁发声与我说话，既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子。
The first thing he heard was a loud word spoken.
所以他第一件事情是听见有一个很大的声音在后面说话。
To me, this is encouraging to bond servants.
这个对一个神的仆人是一个鼓励。
Now, if you serve the Lord, you love His word.
你服侍主，你就爱他的话语。
And if you study the word,
如果你读神的话
and when the time is right,
当时候成熟
a rhema will shout at you out of the word.
所以这个圣经好像跳出来对你讲的。
Now I don't know what John was doing in the spirit on the Lord's day on Patmos.
主日那天早上他在巴伯海岛做什么我们不知道。
You know how you can sort of pray for a long time and sort of fall asleep?
我们可能在那里祷告的时候有一点打瞌睡了。
He was an elder brother from
him. 因为他年纪大了。
But anyway, this voice woke him up.
但是这个大声音把他叫醒了。
And when he turned around, what did he see?
他转身要看谁跟他讲话。
Seven golden lampstands.
他看见七个金灯台。
But in the middle of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man.
在七个金灯台中间有一位像人子。
There were seven lampstands. John didn't know what that meant.
他不懂这七个金灯台出现在他面前什么意思。
But in the center, he recognized somebody.
但是在这个七个灯中间有一位他好像认识的。
But he had never seen him like this.
但是这幅景观他是从来没看过。
He laid his head on Jesus' breast, but now he saw a glorious breast shining.
他本来圣经说他是躺在耶稣怀里的所爱的那一个使徒，但是现在他看见的是这位荣耀的基督正行走在七个金坛中间。
But as we later learn,
后来我们知道
he saw the Lord Jesus standing with the seven churches in the background.
经过后来的解释他懂了，哦，原来主耶稣是站在一个背景，就是这个七个金灯台代表七个教会的这个背景之中。
I think the greatest need of God's bondservants today is for the veil to be lifted to see our glorious Lord.
所以今天对每一个主的仆人，一个最重要的事情，就是看见这一位荣在行走在教会七个金台中间的主。
John was told by that vision.
在那个意象中主告诉他
Jesus the high priest is here
耶稣是大祭司在这个中间
and he's taking care of his church
他正在照顾他自己的教会
now sometimes we don't see that on the other side of the veil
如果你不是在这个角度你好像看不见这件事
sometimes we think our service may be in vain
常常我们觉得我们在这里埋头苦干都是白干的
but what if the curtain draws back and you see there's Jesus working in the church
但如果这个幔子拉开，你看见是主耶稣在这个中间做他自己的工。
And not just Jesus，
不单单是主耶稣。
The glorious Jesus Christ, my Lord，
而是这位荣耀的主耶稣，我们的主。
Now you know when John saw this, he fell down like a dead man。
所以当他一看到这位荣耀的耶稣的时候，他马上倒地，像个死人。
And if God grants you as a servant such a vision, you will.Fall down as a dead man.
所以如果你是主的仆人你真的看见这个异象的时候 你的反应应该跟约翰是一样的倒在地上像死人一样
Now all of you have studied this in Bible studies.
我们都是在查经聚会的时候读这段圣经的
Especially if you're in San Francisco House of God.
尤其你是在这个旧金山的这家聚会
I'm sure Brother Wong has one or two volumes on just this chapter one of Revelation.
我相信王弟兄的启示录起码有两章圣经在讲这个
So let's just take the overall impression of this vision that John saw
所以整个这一段圣经约翰他看到什么
He saw glory
他看见荣耀
He saw wisdom
他看见智慧
He saw power
他看见能力
He saw holiness
他看见圣洁
He saw an anointed, powerful priest.
他看到一个被高有大能的祭司。
And when he saw it, he fell down like a dead man.
看完就倒了。
Do you think sometimes bond servants forget what's going on the other side of the veil?
你是不是有一个感觉，常常我们这些服侍主的奴仆忘了在幔子的那边是什么
On the other side we say Jesus is building his church but on our side we're trying to build like crazy
我们头脑里面想哦，主耶稣在那里建造教会但是我们在这里忙得半死了老命都没有了
we say only the Lord can build the church
我们会说是主耶稣建教会
but then we try hard to make it glorious
但是我们要拼命干，干出一个荣耀的教会。
Now Paul says his wise master builders.
保罗说他是一个聪明的工头。
Upon the foundation of Jesus, we should build with gold, silver, and precious stones.
在耶稣基督这个根基上，我们应该用这个 金银宝石来建造。
So we bondservants are responsible for building with that which is good building material.
所以我们做工的这些工人有一个责任，就是要用好上好的材料来建造。
But only the Lord can bring glory to the church.
真正能够带把教会带出光芒荣耀来，只有耶稣才有这个本领。
And as you know the story in chapter 2 and 3,
第二、第三章，
this glorious Lord,
这位荣耀的基督
is looking for something.
他在寻找什么呢？
What is it? Glory in the church.
就是在教会中要看见荣耀。
Each of the seven churches were given a unique testimony to the glory of Jesus.
每一个教会都要把一个特别的荣耀带出基督来。
Now Jesus is inspecting the church of Ephesus and the other churches.
我们的主耶稣一个一个教会都仔细的来看。
And he's looking for himself, his glory in the church.
在每一个教会中他找什么，就找到他自己与这个他的荣耀。
Each church had a different, aspect of this glory.
每一个教会都有它的特色，不太一样。
And none of those churches were perfect.
没一个完美的教会的。
And yet, the Lord was looking at these lampstands as the high priest.
他以大祭司的身份，就在每一个灯台上寻找他的荣耀。
Now, indeed, this was a tremendous unveiling that John saw before his eyes.
所以，当他在巴摩海岛看到这个异象来讲，他对他讲有巨大的影响。
And we understand why he fell down.
我们懂得他为什么扑倒了呢？
It says in verse 17, When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕。
Can you imagine this Jesus he knew maybe better than any other apostle?
你能够想象他所熟悉的主耶稣，他的认识比任何其他的使徒可能更深。
But when he saw him in his present awesome glory, it was too much to bear.
但是即使这么认识耶稣的仆人，当他真的见到这位荣耀的耶稣的时候，他都无法接纳，扑倒像死了一样。
He fainted with fear.
他昏倒了。
But there's probably a second reason that he fell down as a dead man.
可能还有第二个原因，他为什么倒下来。
Do you know what happens when a bondservant sees the Lord Jesus in glory?
一个主的奴仆，当他看见他的主人是这样的荣耀的时候，
Suddenly your whole ministry flashes in front of you, and you see how pitiful it is in comparison with the ministry of the glorious high priest.
有那一个反差。一边是荣耀的主，另一边你自己做的工，你觉得简直是，不足挂齿。
So to put it this way, John was spending all his time high priesting and high priesting and high priesting, and then he saw the high priest and he said, "What have I been doing?"
所以他没有这个意象之前，他自己在那里努力努力，像一个大祭司一样的拼老命的干。但是有一天他真的看见这位荣耀的大祭司的时候，啊，我都白。
Our brother spoke this morning about how sometimes as we serve the Lord, we think we're doing pretty good. This is the antidote for any false thought that we're doing anything of value.
所以今天早上我们江弟兄讲到他早年的服事的时候，你可以看到他那个时候没有信主，照样讲道，干得有声有色。我们这些服侍主的人也好不到哪里去啊。
I never know what he's saying.
Trust me.
But when John was lifted back up by the merciful hand of this mighty priest,
但是这一位大能的主把他扶起来。
He saw Jesus washing his church with his word.
他就看见这位主用他的道洗净他的教会。
Oh, maybe it's possible. If the high priest is washing the, by the water of the word.
所以他可以看到主耶稣大祭司他用这个他的道像水一样来洁净他的教会。
Here were three words.
有三个字。
Number one.
第一。
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
我是初我是中。
Now, John was there when the Alpha showed up.
当主耶稣第一次出现的时候他在那里啊，约翰在那里的。
But now, it gripped John's heart. He's the one who finishes what he started.
现在到了这个启示录的时候，他再看到这个主的时候，他是那个成终者，他要把它结束。
The glorious church, he began it, he'll finish it.
这个荣耀的教会是耶稣基督自己开始的，然后他要亲自把它做完到结束。
And for him to say, I am the first and I am the last, means that he's doing everything in between. All the other letters of the alphabet.Are his responsibility as well.
所以当主耶稣介绍他自己的时候，他说：“我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽。”意思就是说，他这二十二个字母，他是第一个，也是最后一个。他是从第一一直到最后都是他。
Now, can you believe he will present to himself a glorious bride? If what he has started, he is going through every spot, and he will finish.
所以当主这样宣告：“我是首，我也是终。”他就向他的使徒们告诉他中间的所有的步骤我全部负责。
Then he says, he washes them again. I am the living one.
然后主又做第二个宣告，我是那永活的。
Now this is a phrase used in the Bible, the living God, the living one.
在圣经里面你常常看到这个词汇，一面说到我是那个永活者，我是那唯一的活的。
And it means more than that, just that he is alive.
这里的意思不光指的他是活的。
It means he is the active agent, the active life agent doing everything that he commands.
他是那一个神做工的媒体，他来完成这一切的工作。
But also by the living one, he's making a contrast with our weakness, our inability.He is the living one who can do what he desires.
他在这里做这个宣告，我是那个活着的那一位，是对我们这些会死的人做一个对照。我们的工作非常有限，他的工作是他的生命是无限的。
Then he washed them with a third word.
然后他的第二三句话说什么呢
？I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.And I have the keys of death and of Hades.
我是活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。
Now we know him, resurrection and life.
我们知道他是复活的主。
But here's what he's saying to the church.
但是在这里，他对教会是这样说的。
I know you're in decline.
我知道你在那里退步。
But I am going to resurrect you.
但是我要使你复活。
You go through death.
你要经过死亡。
You know, the church has to go through death.
所以教会是要经过死亡
的步骤。There's so much of ourself in the church.
因为我们太多是自我的东西。
Don't be surprised by this decline.
这个退步不要诧异，本来就该如此。
It's only when the cross does its work in us.
只有十字架在我们身上做工的时候。
We can come back with victorious life.
我们才能够从死里复活的这一个生命。
Any church represented here tonight.
今天我们在座有许多不代表的各地来的教会
that at this moment holds a living testimony of Jesus Christ has had to go through repentances and deaths and dealings with our flesh and our human ways.
如果我们有一个心愿能够在这里为耶稣做荣耀的见证，那我们必须有一个心理上的准备，就是我们所有的这些人的肉体都要经过神的对圣灵的对付。十字架的对付，然后经过死亡，再从死亡里面复兴复活。
But here is an unchangeable principle of Scripture.
这里有一个圣经永远不改变的原则。
Glory is on the other side of death and resurrection.
荣耀只有在死亡的那一边才能够发现。
Now let me ask you something. Do you think if we saw this glorious Lord that we might believe that he can produce a glorious church?
当我们真的看见这位荣耀的主的时候，我们有没有这个信心相信因为他这个荣耀的教会是一定会成功的。
Do you think he's able to do it, or is he too weak?
你有这个相信他一定能够做成，还是你觉得他也是跟我一样软弱，我办不到，他也办不到。
Has he tried his best, but he's failed, so I'm just going to let it fall apart.
所以主也努力了，我也努力了，大家干不成，那就算了吧，拉倒。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a Laodicean age where we have a blindness from the world.And we need our eyes opened by the Holy Spirit to see that our Lord is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords and High Priest who is able to perfect His church.
我们今天在这最后的这段路，就是圣经第七个教会的老底家，我们其实是有一个幔子挡住我们的眼睛，我们看不见真实的光景。如果神让我们看见这位大能大力的神，他在做工，他能够让不可能变成可能。
So the mystery of the glorious church is solved when we see our glorious Lord.
所以这个教会的奥，这个荣耀教会的奥秘，只有当我们看见这位荣耀的大祭司。
But the second aspect is the golden lampstand.
第二个部分，我们就要看到这一个金灯台。
Now I like this name, House of God in San Francisco.
我很喜欢这个名字，就是神的家在旧金山。
Because the church is the house of God.
教会是神的家。
And some people on this side of the veil see the church even as the body of Christ.
那有的弟兄姊妹还能够看见这是基督的身体。
But I don't think John ever saw lampstands and found out that's the church.
但是我想当约翰看到这个金灯台的时候，他能够联想到这是指的教会。
Because Jesus said, "Let me explain the mystery to you."
因为耶稣跟他讲，这是一个奥秘，我解释给你听。
Now John knew about lampstands from the tabernacle and the temple.
约翰所关于金灯台的这个了解是根据于旧约的会幕或者圣殿。
But why is Jesus calling the churches his lampstand?
但是在这一本书里面向我们启示。这个金灯台跟他的教会发生关系。
His golden lampstand.
而且说是金灯台。
Well, we have a long history about lampstands, don't we?
那你就要回到旧约的历史里头去看。
The lampstand in the tabernacle and in the temple.
他在会幕中的历史与他在圣殿中的历史。
But it's Zechariah in chapter 4 who revealed the spiritual significance of the lampstand.
那你如果到了第四章撒迦利亚书的时候，你看到有一个异象。
You know, because when they came back to rebuild the temple after Babylon,
就是这一群被掳的人从被掳之地回来，七十年后重建第二个圣殿。
Now, when they came to rebuild it, what is the one piece of furniture that was missing?
他们建第二个殿的时候，什么家具没有了
？The Ark of the Covenant.
那是约柜。没有了。
That top of the ark with the cherubim, all of gold, was no longer in the temple.
那个约柜上面的施恩座，然后两边有两个基路伯，那是纯金的。
But there was another piece of furniture in the tabernacle that was also all of gold.
但是在圣所里面，另外有一个家具也都是纯金的。
Gold is a testimony of God.
在圣经里面，这个金纯金是见证神的。
And even though they didn't have the ark anymore,
虽然没有这个约柜
the lampstand stood as a testimony.
但是前面这一个金灯台是一个见证
that God is still with us.
神仍然与我们同在。
And He will come back in glory with His ark to the house.
他将来有一天回来第二次，然后。带着他的约柜，他的荣耀。
And so, what was the testimony in Zechariah?
那 撒迦利亚书讲什么呢
？Remember, the angel said, "Do you know what it means?" Zechariah says, "I don't have a clue."
第四章，当他看见这个异象的时候，天使问他：“你知道这个异象什么意思吗？”哦，我不知道。
That lampstand lit up says this.
那个点亮的灯金灯台。意思是这个。
It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, I will build my house.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。只有靠他能够建我的家。
Zerubbabel laid the foundation, that's the Alpha, and Zerubbabel will put the top stone, that's the Omega, on the house of God.
所以在这里，这个所罗巴伯在这里放了这个。根基是阿尔法，然后谁放了这个房基头块石头，那是
top stone right
top stone 顶石，哎，这是 omega。
So listen, this gold testimony has great importance to the Lord.
所以这个金的见证是对神有它的重要性。
We may see our churches as the body of Christ or as the house of God, but look inside the house. Is that lampstand burning with the glory of Christ?
我们虽然从外面可以看到一个粗糙的会幕，或者我们看到一个建筑物，但是在里面，你能不能看到这个金灯台荣耀的见证？
Do we have a testimony among us that God is among us and He will build us and bring us to glorious church?
也就是说，这个荣耀的见证就是耶稣基督在这里，他要建造他的教会，他要把它带成荣耀的教会。
You know, no matter how many people were in the church of Ephesus, Jesus saw the spiritual importance of that testimony, that golden lampstand in the midst.
不管以弗所的教会可以有多少多少的人，重点是在这个教会中有那个金灯台正在发光。
May the beauty.Of the golden lampstand be unveiled to us so that we see the beauty of what God is doing in Christ.
所以我们如果认识那个金灯台的那个见证，那我们就可以知道基督的丰富，借着这个见证把它表明出来。
May anything that we say derogatory about the church stick in our mouths when we realize its beauty and its treasure to the high priest.
不管今天我们看你认为教会怎么样怎么样有问题，但是从神的眼光来看，整个这个金灯台是一个美丽的见证，荣耀的见证。
And I hope we can have an unveiling to see that in every church there is a golden lampstand.
求神打开我们的眼睛，能够让我们看见，在他的每一个教会里头都有他的金灯台。
Can you believe in all seven churches, including Laodicea, there was still a lampstand?
这七个教会，甚至就是老底家来讲，也是一个金灯台在那里。
But some had gone dark.
是有的灯不亮了。
And some were burning.
在冒烟。
Maybe Philadelphia, that little church, but their lamps were burning as they waited for their Holy One.
那这个腓拉铁菲的教会呢，他这个教会灯光在那里等候他们的主再来。
And so here's what I'm trying to say. It comes out of my own life, I have to say.
哦，我愿意做一个见证。
Bond servants need to look beyond the veil.
一个主的仆人必须要他的眼光要透过那个幔子。
And see that the church in its spiritual reality is already gold.
就是看见一个教会的见证，它的实质，它的实际乃是金的，金所代表的。
Spiritually speaking, the Lord looks at the church and he sees gold.
从主耶稣的眼光来看，这个见证必须是金子。
It's been put together by the Lord.
是主自己把它打成的。
It's all gold.
纯金的。
He's trimming the wicks. He's putting in the oil.
然后他在那里剪这个灯芯，在那里加油。
And you know, Jesus is high priest. He has a helper.
他是大祭司，他有一个助手。
You know who Oholiab was in the Bible?
圣经里面说到有一个人叫阿伯。
He's one of those skillful men who helped to construct the tabernacle.
就是那个巧匠能够把这些原材料把它做成那个器皿。
A greater than Oholiab is here in the Holy Spirit.
所以今天这一个巧匠就是圣灵。
He has his ball peen hammer. Do you know what a ball peen hammer is?
他手上有一个锤子。
It's a hammer that has a round edge.
这个锤子上有一个钩子。
Now, Oholiab took a piece of gold, about 100 pounds.
他拿一块纯金有100磅的重量。
And he went tap, 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 tap.
然后他就一锤一锤敲。
He built the base.
敲出一个
all of one piece. And then he started tapping, tapping, tapping the seven branches of the menorah.
然后把它敲出一根一根这个七根，在这个金灯台上有七个枝子。
All of one piece.
它是一个整体。
And they had to have, it had to be perfect.
是完美的。
And then it had flower buds on it.
上面有花。
And then it had little cups on it.
然后有杯。
All out of one piece of gold.
是从这一块的金子慢慢慢慢
敲出来。How long did it take? Tap, 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 tap.
他要敲多久啊？
You know why I believe the Lord is building glorious church? Because he's tapping on you. Tap, 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 tap.
这就预表着主今天在他的教会中在我们身上敲啊。
But for the servant of God, the bond servant, if we can see the church in its perfection is done, then we can work from seeing that finished work unto its perfection.
所以一个主的仆人他必须看见在那个幔子之后那个荣耀的金灯台是已经是一个完成的作品。这个作品你看见了，你今天才知道我们从这里怎么到那里。
Now, I don't know if our brother Stephen Kong ever gets into trouble.
我不知道我们江弟兄有没有碰到问题。
But he got me into trouble.
但是我知道他让我碰到大问题。
Because I was a pastor in a church, a tap, 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 and work, 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 and high priest, priesting.
那我当年就是在教会里面做牧师，我也拿了一个锤子在里面锤啊，造教会啊。
But I didn't even know what it looked like in the end.
但是我不知道将来的成品应该什么样子啊。
You say, what's the church supposed to look like when you're done? I just say, more people and bigger buses. And
那人家问我，如果你将来的教会远景是什么？那就是更多的人，我们有更多的这个大巴可以运人来。
But then one day I heard my brother share on the glorious golden candlestick.
有一天江弟兄在我们那里交通到这一个金灯台的这一个真理。
And it's the glorious Lord Jesus that I saw.
我就看到了在这一个信息里面荣耀的基督。
But I saw him standing before his church.
因为是这一位大祭司站在他的教会中间。
It was a golden lampstand.
这是一个金的金灯台。
And I fell down and asked God to forgive me for everything I've done that saw the church as less than he sees the church.
所以当我看见这个真理的时候，我就扑倒在主的面前悔改我所做的这些功。
Brothers and sisters, we're on our way to glory.
因为主的功是把我们带到荣耀里面去。
He's tapping us into one magnificent church.
他要在我们身上慢慢慢慢做出他这个功，是一个荣耀的教会。
I hope your eyes can see that.
我盼望我们的眼睛能看到。
But yet there's two more secrets.
还有两个原则。
The third one.
第三个是什么？
What are those stars in his right hand?
就是在他右手中有七星。
In one sense, you could say it's a tragedy.
在一个意义上是一个悲剧。
Because these were the angels sent to deliver the message of God to the church.
因为他就说这是七个使者，英文的翻译是七个天使，把信息送给教会。
Now, what's the tragedy?
那悲剧在哪里呢？
Where's the elders?
长老呢？
Where's the deacons?
执事呢？
Where's the prophets?
先知呢？
Where's the teachers?
教师呢？
We don't know.
不知道啊。
God had to look in the church to find some people who had a position in heaven and they could hear the burden of the Lord.
主今天在他的教会中要找到这样的仆人，他是站在属天的地位，能够听见天上的声音。
Who were these stars?
这些星星是谁呢？
God commissioned them to deliver this message to your church.
就是神所使用的这个传信息的人，把这个主要讲的话送给每一个教会。
We don't know if they were the leaders.
我们不知道是不是教会的领袖。
By the end of the first century, even now, they started calling people by offices like a bishop.
在第一世纪要结束的时候，教会有一个名词叫做 bishop， 就是长老吧。
But Jesus wasn't looking for the bishop; he was looking for those who can hear him speak and are willing to deliver a tough message to the church.
主对这个头衔并没有兴趣。所以主有兴趣的乃是有一个人听得见神在讲什么。
The only thing we know about these angels is they must be bond servants.
他们必须是主耶稣的奴仆。
But we don't know if they're brothers or sisters.
他可能是弟兄姐妹。
That it doesn't talk about office.
这他们没有头衔的。
But they're willing to speak the message that the angel gives to them.
他愿意把这个天使传达的信息一五一十的讲出来。
But there's an interesting second factor about these angels.
在这一个使者里面还有第二个特点。
These stars were also responsible for those churches.
这些使者对这些教会有责任的。
It says, "And to the angel in the church of Ephesus, write this."
你可以看到每一封信他有一个特殊的笔法，就是写信给某某教会的使者。
So some Bible scholars say that Jesus is actually speaking to those in responsibility in the church, because their life in its failure is reflected in the whole church.
所以，有一个解经的书是这样说的：主耶稣是对这个教会中的这一个人。把主的话讲给他听，指出他的错缺点，因为这个带头的人有难处有缺点，所以影响到整个的教会。
You understand what I mean? So like to the church in Ephesus, angel, you have left the first love.
所以你看第一封信的时候，他特别指出这个使者，你已经离开了起初的爱。
Now if we're going to see God glorify his churchThere's got to be messengers who will speak the truth of his word to his people.
所以如果教会要有复兴，他必须找到这个使者，能够准确地把主的意思讲出来。
Every one of us, as members of the body of Christ, are responsible for the church as its present state.
所以今天每一个弟兄姊妹在教会里面都有一个责任，对这个教会有责任的。
But Jesus speaks to the angel.
那主耶稣在这个地方对天使说话。
He's got those stars in his hands.
这些使者都在他的手中。
It's a humble thing to fall into the hand of Jesus.
让我们落在神的手里是一个让我们非常谦卑的一件事。
Now they are willing to do it.
但是他们愿意。
You know, as I look out over the years, I think the angels need to take responsibility for the state of the church.
这些年我好好的观察的时候，我就觉得这些使者是要承担起教会的不正常的光景的责任。
Let me just mention two things.
我提两件事。
Our first responsibility is to see that our young people not only are saved, but they pursue the glory of Christ, that they see God's eternal purpose, that they see how the Lord wants to recover his church, and that they're willing to overcome all that the rest of this world calls itself in order to be faithful to Jesus.
就是教会的使者，他们应该对教会中的青年人有一个责任，就是让他们不但得救，而且要让他们看见神在教会中的心意，他们愿意为主的心为神的旨意而活，来把主的旨意在他们这一代里面能够走在对的路上。
If our young people are saved, but they grow up without seeing the glorious church, we have missed our responsibility.
如果我们的青年人长大， 他得救了，但是他并没有看见那个荣耀的教会是神所要的，他们跟这个世界结合了，那这就是我们的失败，我们这些负责的使者没有达到我们的责任。
At the second matter I was impressed with recently.
第二个方面呢？
You know, late last year, our dear brother Stephen wanted us to get together with some younger brothers and sisters who have promise of leadership and ministry in the church and just have a weekend with them. And so last December, I believe it was, we had a weekend with young brothers and sisters.
去年的应该是大概十二月的时候，江弟兄跟我两个人承受了一个负担，就是愿意把各地教会的年轻的这一代，under 40 啊。
Well, now the young people who came were mostly in their 30s and 40s.
就是都是在三十到四十岁左右的这些人，把他们召聚在一起，我们有一个周末在一起。互相劝勉，这是我们从主面前有一个负担做这件事。
And we had a wonderful weekend.
我们主实在祝福我们那个周末。
In some of these brothers and sisters, we saw some gifting and a heart for the Lord.
我在这些年轻的弟兄们身上就看到他们的确有属灵的恩赐，更是有一对主的属灵的事有一份心志。
And in some of their lives, there was an obvious calling.
在有一些人身上有很清楚的主的呼召
，But most of them told us that they'd never been given opportunity to serve and be developed into workers and servants in the body of Christ.
但是在交通的里面，我就察觉到大部分的这些青年弟兄们，虽然在教会中，但是好像年长的弟兄。还不给他们不够的机会来培养他们，让他们能够承担更大的责任、追求。
This is a shame.
这是年长弟兄的耻辱。
I count myself as an older brother.
我认为我是年长的弟兄。
But I'm only 74.
我不过是74岁而已。
And there's some people who've got me beaten out by a few years.
那有些人稍微比我稍微年长一点点。
But what are we older men doing, holding down the spiritual development of brothers and sisters with gifting, calling, and promise?
那我们这些年长的弟兄们，为什么这个没有给年轻的弟兄们足够的机会发展他们的恩赐，让主在他们身上的呼召能够尽他们的功能？我们好像把他们压在下面。
What are we jealous? Do we have to hold on until we die in the pulpit?
那是不是我们热心到一个地步，我们怕把这个工作放给他们的话，我们就失业了？
We will come to great weakness in the church if these brothers and sisters aren't allowed to develop. And if you elders and responsible brothers don't encourage them, shame on you.
所以如果我们不给这些年轻的弟兄姊妹创造机会，训练他们，让他们能够更多的摆上，好好的服侍。我们在那边压住他们的话，我们其实是脸上有羞耻的。
Are you responsible for them before the Lord?
年长的弟兄，你们对他们是有一个属灵的责任吗
？If you're an elder and you encourage five brothers younger than you.In ministry and in faithfulness, you will be a successful brother.
所以，如果你是教会中负责的年长弟兄，你能够鼓励最起码五个比你年轻的人起来，好好的服侍你才成功。不然的话，你是失败的。
What happens when our ministry fades away? Sometimes I can't remember my name anymore.
如果有一天到一个地步，你连你自己的名字都记不得了，那你这个还侍奉什么东西呢？
But back where I live, there are six brothers who speak regularly, serve regularly. They're all under 40 years old. Well, a couple of them just got 40. And they're learning how to be faithful in their generation.
在我们那里曼哈顿的聚会，我们起码有六个年轻的弟兄，他们都是40岁以下的人，中间有两个刚刚到40，他们在那里 负责讲台的工作。
Well, if we're going to see a glorious church, then we've got to see some stars in the Lord's right hand.
所以今天如果我们要真的看见一个荣耀的教会，我们必须看见在主的手中有这个神话语的这个messenger， 就是传话的人。
But what's the final ingredient?
第四个最后一个因素是什么呢？
The overcomers.
就是得胜者。
Now let's say the angels speak. Who's going to listen to them?
那么使者说话，谁听呢？
Sometimes I speak and I see a lot of people going like this.
所以我常常站在讲台上，讲的言之者蠢蠢，听之者渺渺。
Who will listen? If the messengers speak, who will listen?
使者在说话，没有人听啊，谁在听啊？
He who has ears, let him hear.What the Spirit is speaking to the church.
那七封信都有这句话，就是圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Now, when I saw the church in all its glory, then I really became worried.
当我看见教会都在荣耀中的时候，我就有点担心。
Lord, how can you ever come back for your glorious church?
那如果是这样的光景的话，主啊，你怎么可以第二次再回来为着这样今天的教会的可怜的光景呢？
And then I looked.The overcomers will be ready.
那你七封信好好看的话，你就会发现谁预备好了呢？就是这一群得胜者。
The overcomers have learned to do battle, a spiritual battle by the blood of the Lamb.
所以这一群得胜者能够与仇敌征战，这个属灵的征战。靠着羔羊的宝血。
And the word of their testimony has been purified by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit.
然后他们这个为着主耶稣的道，在那里靠着耶稣的宝血来为耶稣做见证。
And they love not their life, even unto death.
然后圣经继续告诉我们，他们不爱惜自己的性命，仍然来做见证。
And they're buying gold.Refined in the fire.
然后他们愿意出代价买火炼的金子。
They're awfully close.
那这些
They're a glorious bride.
这些就是荣耀的
These overcomers.
那些得胜者来做羔羊的妻子。
They one day, very soon, will be snatched up.
有一天，这一天很快了。他们就要被提。
And the Lord will have his thousand years with his bride.
所以主耶稣就应许他要与这些预备好的心腹有一千年的这个婚宴。
Now, I suppose I've married over 100 couples in my lifetime.
在我这一生我大概为这么100对的人结婚。
And many times I say silently to myself,A scripture.
有好多次我对我自己暗暗的这么说。
Hallelujah, for the bride has made herself ready.
就是哈利路亚，新妇为把自己预备好了。
Because the bride's usually late for the wedding, isn't it?
常常新娘子会迟到。
Isn't that a wonderful scripture in Revelation 19? Hallelujah, the bride has made herself ready.
所以十九章有这一节圣经说哈利路亚新妇预备好了。
She's prepared her garments with the righteousnesses of the saints.
她穿的那一件细麻衣光明洁白的细麻衣乃是圣徒所行的义。
When the Lord comes and receives those golden first fruits.
所以当主耶稣第二次回来的时候他就收割这一个黄金一样的成熟的果子。
This glorious golden lampstand will be in the wedding feast with the bridegroom and reign for a thousand years.
所以这一些收获的成熟的果子就可以在那个一千年的羔羊的婚宴里头。
And then the Lord will catch up all the rest into that great new Jerusalem where everything is transfigured into glory.
然后一千年完结束之后，我们的主可以有那剩下来其他的众圣徒们也达到那个丰满的境界。
So the Lord doesn't have to wait till every stone is perfect.
所以你可以看得到，主的回来并不需要等到每一个人都达到完全的地步。
He's looking for glory in your life.
所以主是希望在每一个他所买书的儿女身上看见荣耀。
We don't know who's ready, who are overcoming.
我们不知道谁已经预备好了，谁是那得胜者。
These things are hid behind the veil.
这些都是隐藏在那一个幔子之后的。
We're all brothers and sisters.
我们今天都是弟兄姐妹们。
But if we see our glorious Lord,
当我们看见荣耀的主的那一天，
and if we see the preciousness of the golden lampstand,
我们也看到这一个宝贵的金灯台，
and if we listen to the messengers that speak the final words to his church,
我们听见这些传信息的天使所说的话，
and if we listen and heed, we shall overcome.
那如果我们听见注意去行的话，那我们就会得胜。
And as it said to the Ephesians, those who overcome, I will give to eat of the tree of life in the paradise of God.
刚刚我们读的以弗所的得胜者，主耶稣有这样的应许，得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Can't wait to taste what that tree might be like.
所以我心里面有个渴望，我们盼望那个生命树的果子到底什么美好的滋味，紧迫以待。
I've eaten a lot of times from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我这辈子花了很多的精力吃那个知识善恶树的果子。
I still have some of the fruit stuck in my teeth.
有一些那些籽还卡在我的牙缝里。
Eating the tree of life and the paradise of God, you overcomers, do you see it? Do you desire it? The glory of God.
所以每一位得胜者，你羡不羡慕你能够有一天在神的伊甸园里面吃那生命树的果子呢？
Glory is always talking about the near future.
这一个荣耀都是在不久的将来。
So can we sing one more time? Glory, glory, hallelujah.
我们一起再唱一唱我们那天晚上唱的。
Three times, glory, glory, hallelujah. And then last time, the king is coming soon.
好，我们唱那次学的诗歌。
Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah! The King is coming soon. One more time. Glory, glory, hallelujah!Glory, glory, hallelujah.